Keeping a close eye on Ukraine, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today says U.S. intelligence officials haven't verified claims by Russia that it's drawing down troops near Ukraine, saying an invasion is still possible.
We are ready with diplomacy to be engaged in diplomacy with Russia and our allies and partners to improve stability and security in Europe as a whole. And we are ready to respond decisively to Russian attack on Ukraine, which is still very much a possibility.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says the U.S. and NATO rejected Moscow's demand to keep Ukraine and other ex-Soviet nations out of NATO, halt weapons deployments near Russian borders, and roll back alliance forces from Eastern Europe, but have agreed to discuss a range of security measures that Russia had previously proposed. The families of nine victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting have agreed to a $73 million settlement of a lawsuit against the gun maker Remington, which manufactured the rifle used to kill 20 first graders and six educators. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin lost her libel suit against the New York Times today when a jury rejected her claim that the newspaper maliciously damaged her reputation by erroneously linking her campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting.
She claimed the Times editorial linked her political activity to heated rhetoric and shootings that wounded sitting Congress members. The Times apologized for the implication in a correction. The judge did intend to dismiss the case, saying Palin's lawyers didn't prove malice.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Attorneys for the family of a cinematographer shot and killed on the set of the film Rust are suing Alec Baldwin and the movie's producers for wrongful death. At least four other lawsuits have already been filed over the shooting, but this is the first directly tied to one of the two people shot. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A former engineer is heading to prison for falsifying test results of steel used in Navy submarines.
Elaine Thomas, who is 67, has been sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for falsifying the results of strength tests for steel used on U.S. Navy submarine hulls. Federal prosecutors say her actions jeopardized sailors' lives and that she'd been doing it for more than 30 years. USA Today reports that the discovery of the falsified results caused the Navy to make sure the submarines built with hulls from steel she had tested were safe, something that cost $14 million and took 50,000 hours. Investigators say she falsified about 240 steel tests in 32 years. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Ottawa, Canada's police chief has resigned amid criticism of his inaction against COVID-19 protests. A federal government official today confirmed the resignation by Police Chief Peter Slowly. Reservations will be available tomorrow for civilians wanting a trip to space.
Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic says it's opening a limited opportunity for people to buy future spaceflight reservations for a total price of $450,000. It hopes to have its first 1,000 customers when commercial service starts later this year. The flights will be launched from Spaceport American in New Mexico and will start with several days of preparation and training. Customers need to make a down payment of $150,000 and will pay the rest before the 90-minute flight, which the company promises will include several minutes of out-of-seat weightlessness and breathtaking views of Earth. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
General Motors says it will start making Chevrolet Bolt electric vehicles again in early April after an 8-month pause due to a series of battery fire recalls. The automaker says that battery supplier LG Energy Solution is now making enough supply replacement modules for the recalls as well as to resume production. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.